Book of Isaiah chapter 1.
1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. 2. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth. For Yahweh has spoken. I have enlarged and brought up sons, but they have rebelled against me. 3. The ox knows his owner, the donkey his master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people have not understood. 4. Woe, sinful nation, a people heavy with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, sons who corrupt. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have scorned the set-apart one of Israel. They are estranged backward. 5. Why will you be beaten any more? Will you continue the revolt? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. 6. From the sole of the foot even to the head, no soundness is in it, only a wound and a stripe and a fresh blow. They have not been closed, nor bound up, nor softened with oil. 7. Your land is a desolation. Your cities burned with fire. Foreigners devour your land before you, and behold, ruin, as overthrown by foreigners. 8. And the daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a hut in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. 9. Except Yahweh of hosts had left a remnant for us, a few, we would be as Sodom. We would be as Gomorrah. 10. Hear the word of Yahweh, rulers of Sodom. Listen to the Torah of our Elohim, people of Gomorrah. 11. What good to me are your many sacrifices, says Yahweh. I am full with burnt offerings of rams, the fat of fattened cattle, and the blood of bulls. Nor do I delight in the blood of lambs and he-goats. 12. When you come to see my face, who has required this at your hand, to trample my courts? 13. Do not add to bringing vain sacrifice. Its incense is an abomination to me. The new moon and Sabbath, the going to meeting, I cannot endure the evil assembly. 14. My soul hates your new moons and your appointed feasts. They are a burden to me. I am disgusted of bearing them. 15. And when you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you multiply prayer, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. 16. Wash yourselves, purify yourselves, put away the evil of your doings from my sight. Stop doing evil. 17. Learn to do good, seek justice, make straight the violent one, judge the orphan, contend for the widow. 18. Come now and let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as the crimson, they shall be like wool. 19. If you are willing and hear, you shall eat the good of the land. 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be delivered with the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. 21. Oh, how the faithful city has become a harlot! She was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it. But now, murderers. 22. Your silver has become dross. Your wine is diluted with water. 23. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe, and is pursuing rewards. They do not judge the orphan, nor does the cause of the widow come to them. 24. And says the Master, Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, alas! I will be eased of my foes, and avenge myself of my enemies. 25. And I will return my hand on you, and refine your dross, as with lye, and turn aside all your alloy. 26. And I will return your judges as at the first, and your advisers, as at the beginning. Then you shall be called the city of righteousness, O faithful city. 27. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her returning ones with righteousness. 28. And the ruin of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and those who forsake Yahweh shall be consumed. 29. For they shall be ashamed of the trees which you lusted after, and you shall be ashamed of the gardens that you have chosen. 30. For you shall be like a tree whose leaf fades, and like a garden that has no water in it. 31. And the strong shall be for tow, and his work for a spark. And they shall burn both together, and no one shall quench them.
Chapter 2.
1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. 2. And it shall be in the last days, the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. 3. And many people shall go and say, Come and let us go up to the mount of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach from his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion the Torah will go forth, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. 4. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, nor shall they learn war any more. 5. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. 6. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled from the east, and are fortune tellers like the Philistines, and they clap hands with children of foreigners. 7. And his land is filled with silver and gold. There is no end of his treasures, and his land is full of horses. His chariots also do not have an end. 8. And his land is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. 9. And man bowed down, and man was humbled, but you do not lift them up. 10. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from fear of Yahweh, and from the glory of his majesty. 11. The lofty eyes of the proud man shall be humbled, and the pride of men shall be bowed down. But Yahweh, he alone, will be exalted in that day. 12. For the day of Yahweh of hosts shall be on all the proud and lofty ones, and on all that is lifted up, and it will be a burst. 13. And against all Lebanon cedars, high and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan. 14. And against all the high mountains, and against all the lifted up hills. 15. And against every tall tower, and against every fortified wall. 16. And against all the ships of Tarshish, and on all desirable craft. 17. And the pride of man shall be humbled, and the loftiness of men shall be abased, and Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. 18. And the idols shall completely vanish. 19. And they shall go into the caves of the rocks, and into the holes of the earth, for dread of Yahweh, and from the glory of his majesty, when he rises up to make the earth quake. 20. In that day a man shall throw his silver and his golden idols which they made for him to worship to the hole of the burrow and to bats. 21. To go into the crevices of the rocks, and into the clefts of the cliffs, from the dread of Yahweh, and from the glory of his majesty, when he rises up to make the earth quake. 22. Cease yourself from man, whose breath is in his nostril, for in what is he to be esteemed?
Chapter 3.
1. For, behold, the Master, Yahweh of hosts, takes away the stain and the staff from Jerusalem and from Judah, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. 2. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the prophet and the one divining and the elder. 3. The commander of 50 and the exalted of face, the counselor and the skilled craftsman, and the expert enchanter. 4. And I will give young boys to be their rulers, and a tyrant shall rule over them. 5. And the people shall be crushed, man against man, and a man on his neighbor. The boy will be insolent against the elder, and the despised against the honorable. 6. When a man shall take hold of his brother, at his father's house, saying, "A cloak. Come, you be a ruler for us. Let this ruin be under your hand." 7. In that day he shall swear, saying, "I will not be one who binds up. For there is no bread nor a cloak in my house. You shall not make me a ruler of the people." 8. For Jerusalem has stumbled, and Judah has fallen. Because their tongue and their doings toward Yahuwah are to rebel against the eyes of his glory. 9. The expression of their faces witnesses against them. They have declared their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul! For they have dealt evil to themselves. 10. Say to the righteous that it is well, for they shall eat of the fruit of their doings. 11. Woe to the wicked! For the evil, the doing of his hand will be done to him. 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over him. O my people, those leading you cause you to go astray, and they swallow the way of your paths. 13. Yahweh stands up to plead his cause, and stands up to judge the peoples. 14. Yahweh will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and their kings. For you have eaten up the vineyard, the plunder of the poor is in your houses. 15. What do you mean that you crush my people, and grind the faces of the poor, says Adonai Yahweh of hosts. 16. And Yahweh says, because the daughters of Zion are proud, and walk with stretched out necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and make a tinkling with their feet. 17. So Yahweh will make the crown of the daughter of Zion scabby, and Yahweh will lay their secret parts bare. 18. In that day Yahweh will take away the beauty of the ankle bracelets, the headbands, and the crescents. 19. The pendants, the bracelets and the veils. 20. The turbans, the leg ornaments, the sashes and the houses of the soul, and the amulets. 21. The rings and nose jewels. 22. The festal apparel and the outer garments, and the mantles, and the purses. 23. The mirrors and the fine linen, and the turbans and the veils. 24. And it shall be, instead of a smell of perfume, there shall be an odor of decay, and instead of a sash, a rope, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a rich robe, a coating of sackcloth, a scar instead of beauty. 25. Your men shall fall by the sword and your mighty in the war. 26. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall sit bare on the ground.
Chapter 4.
1. And in that day 7 women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own clothing, only let your name be called on us, collect our shame." 2. In that day the branch of Yahweh will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth for pride and for glory for the survivors of Israel. 3. And it shall be, he remaining in Zion, and he who is left in Jerusalem, shall be called set apart, everyone who is written among the living in Jerusalem. 4. When Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and the blood of Jerusalem shall have been rinsed away from its midst by a spirit of judgment, and by a spirit of burning. 5. Then Yahweh will create a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, over all the sight of Mount Zion, and over her assemblies. 4. Over all the glory will be a canopy. 6. And there shall be a booth for a shade from the heat, and for a refuge, and for a hiding place from storm and rain.
Chapter 5.
1. Now I will sing to my beloved a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard in a fruitful haunt. 2. And he dug it, and cleared it of stones, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in its midst, and also hewed out a wine vat in it, and he waited for it to produce grapes, but it produced rotten grapes. 3. And now, O people of Jerusalem and men of Judah, I ask you, judge between me and my vineyard, 4. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Who knows? I waited for it to yield grapes, but it yielded rotten grapes. 5. And now I will make known to you what I will do then to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be burned. I will breach its wall, and it will become a trampling ground. 6. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor hoed. But briers and thorns shall come up. And I will command the clouds from raining rain on it. 7. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah is his delightful plant. And he waited for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. 8. Woe to those touching house to house, bringing near field to field until the end of space, and you are made to dwell alone in the middle of the land. 9. Yahweh of hosts has sworn in my ears, if not, many houses shall be a waste, large and beautiful ones without one living in them. 10. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an ephah. 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to pursue fermented drink, tarrying in the twilight while wine inflames them. 12. And the lyre and the harp, the timbrel and flute, and wine are at their feasts. But they do not regard the work of Yahweh. Yea, they do not see the work of his hands. 13. For this my people go into exile without knowledge, and his men of glory into famine, and his multitude is parched with thirst. 14. So Sheol has enlarged its appetite, and opened its mouth without measure, and her glory and her multitude, and her uproar, he who exults in her, shall come down in it. 15. And man is bowed down, and man is humbled, and the eyes of the proud are humbled. 16. But Yahweh of hosts is exalted in judgment, and Elohim the set apart one is proven set apart in righteousness. 17. Then the lambs shall feed as in their pasture, and strangers shall eat the waste places of the fatlings. 18. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sinners with ropes of apart. 19. Who say, let him hurry and hasten his work, so that we may see, and let the purpose of the set apart one of Israel draw near and come, so that we may know. 20. Woe to those who say to evil, good, and to good, evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. 21. Woe to those wise in their own eyes, and discerning in their own sight. 22. Woe to those mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mix fermented drink. 23. Who justify the wicked for a bribe, and turn aside the righteousness of the righteous from him. 24. So, as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and the flame burns up the chaff, their root shall be like rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up like dust, because they have rejected the Torah of Yahweh of hosts, and despise the word of the set apart one of Israel. 25. On account of this the anger of Yahweh is kindled on his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them, and has struck them. And the mountains quaked, and their dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the streets. In all this his anger does not turn away, but his hand is stretched out still. 26. And he will lift up a banner to distant nations, and will hiss to them from the ends of the earth. And, behold, it shall come with swift speed. 27. None shall be weary nor stumble among them. None will slumber nor sleep. Nor shall the waist cloth of their loins be opened, nor the thong of their sandals broken. 28. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent. Their horses' hooves shall appear as flint, and their wheels like a hurricane. 29. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they roar and seize the prey and carry it away, and no one shall deliver. 30. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. When one looks to the land, and lo, darkness, distress, and light shall be darkened by its clouds.
Chapter 6
1. In the year that King Uzziah died, then I saw Yahweh sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. 2. Above it stood the seraphs. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. 3. And one cried to the other and said, Set apart, set apart, set apart is Yahweh of hosts. All the earth is full of his glory. 4. And the doorposts shook from the voice of the one who cried, and the house was filled with smoke. 5. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am cut off, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of hosts. 6. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, snatched with tongs from the altar. 7. And he touched it on my mouth, and said, See, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is covered. 8. And I heard the voice of Yahweh, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. 9. And he said, Go and say to this people, Hearing you hear, but do not understand, and seeing you see, but do not know. 10. Make the heart of this people fat, and make his ears heavy, and shut his eyes, that he not see with his eyes, and hear with his ears, and understand with his heart, and turn back, and one heals him. 11. Then I said, Until when, O Yahweh? And he said, Until cities lie desolate without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land is laid waste, our desolation. 12. And until Yahweh has sent mankind far away, and the desolation in the midst of the land is great. 13. But yet a tenth shall be in it, and it shall return and be burned like the terebinth and like the oak that in being felled yet has its stump.
Chapter 7
1. And it happened in the days of Uzziah, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to war against it, but were not able to do battle against it. 2. And the house of David was told, saying, Syria is allied with Ephraim, and his heart and the heart of his people shook, as the trees of the forest shake from the wind. 3. And Yahweh said to Isaiah, Go out to meet Uzziah, you and your son Sheah-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, to the highway of the fuller's field. 4. And say to him, Be on guard and be calm, do not fear nor be timid of heart because of the two tails of these smoking firebrands, because of the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. 5. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you, saying, 6. Let us go up against Judah and make her to dread, and break her for ourselves, and set a king in her midst, the son of Tabl. 7. So says Adonai Yahweh, It shall not rise, nor shall it happen. 8. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim shall be broken from being a people. 9. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you will not be established. 10. And Yahweh spoke again to Uzziah, saying, 11. Ask a sign from Yahweh your Elohim. Make deep the request, or make it high above. 12. But Uzziah said, I will not ask, nor will I tempt Yahweh. 13. And he said, Hear now, O house of David, is it too little that you weary men, but will you also weary my Elohim? 14. So, Yahweh himself will give you a sign. Behold, The virgin will conceive and will bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. 15. He shall eat curds and honey until he knows to refuse the evil and choose the good. 16. For before the boy shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you hate will be forsaken before both her kings. 17. Yahweh shall bring the king of Assyria on you, and on your people, and on your father's house, days which have not come since the days Ephraim turned aside from Judah. 18. And it shall be in that day Yahweh shall hiss for the fly that is in the end of the rivers of Egypt and for the bee in the land of Assyria. 19. And they shall come, and they shall all rest in the steep ravines, and in the clefts of the rocks, and in all the thorn bushes, and in all the pastures. 20. In that day Yahweh will shave with the razor that is hired, beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head, and the hair of the feet, and also it shall sweep away the beard. 21. And it shall be in that day, a man shall keep alive a heifer of the herd, and two sheep. 22. And it shall be, he shall eat curds from the plenty of milk making. For everyone who is left in the land shall eat curds and honey. 23. And it shall be in that day, every place where there were 1,000 vines worth 1,000 pieces of silver, it shall be for brazen thorns. 24. With arrows and with the bow, he shall come there, because all the land shall be brazen thorns. 25. And all the hills which were hoed with the hoe, you shall not come there for fear of brazen thorns. But it shall be for the sending out of the ox, and for trampling of sheep.
Chapter 8.
1. And Yahweh said to me, take a big tablet and write in it with a man's pen. Make haste to plunder, hurry to the spoil. 2. And I took faithful witnesses to record for me, Yariah the priest, and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. 3. And I drew near the prophetess, and she conceived, and bore a son. Then Yahweh said to me, call his name, make haste to plunder, hurry to the spoil. 4. For before the boy knows to cry, my father, or my mother, the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria shall be lifted up before the king of Assyria. 5. Yahweh also spoke to me again, saying, 6. Because this people has refused the waters of Shiloh that flow softly, and rejoices in Rezin and Remaliah's son. 7. Behold, therefore Yahweh also brings on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory. And he shall come up over all its channels and go over all its banks. 8. And he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach to the neck. And his wings will be stretching out, filling the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. 9. O peoples, suffer evil, and be broken, and listen, all from the far places of the earth. Gird yourselves, and be broken. Gird yourselves and be broken. 10. Counsel a plan, and it is frustrated. Speak a word, and it shall not rise. For El is with us. 11. For so Yahweh spoke to me with a strong hand, and taught me against walking in the way of this people, saying, 12. Do not say, a conspiracy, to everything of which this people says, a conspiracy, and do not fear its fear, and do not dread. 13. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. 14. And he shall be for a sanctuary, and for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of falling to the two houses of Israel, for a trap and for a snare to the ones living in Jerusalem. 15. And many among them shall stumble and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. 16. Bind up the testimony and seal the Torah among my disciples. 17. And I will wait on Yahweh, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. 18. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given to me are for signs and wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion? 19. And when they say to you, seek to the mediums, and to fortune tellers who peep and mutter, should not a people seek to its Elohim, rather than for the living to seek to the dead? 20. To the Torah and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light to them. 21. And they shall pass through it, hard pressed and hungry. And it shall be, they shall be hungry. He will rave and curse his king and his Elohim, and face upward. 22. And they shall look to the land, and, behold, distress and darkness and gloom of anguish, and they are driven to darkness.
Chapter 9.
1. Yet there shall not be gloom for which anguish is to her, as in the former time when he degraded the land of Zebulun, and the land of Naphtali, so afterwards he will glorify the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. 2. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. The ones who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, light has shone on them. 3. You have not multiplied the nation. You have not increased the joy. They rejoice before you as in the joy of harvest, as men shout when they divide the plunder. 4. For you have broken his burdensome yoke and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his taskmaster, as in the day of Midian. 5. For every boot of the trampler is with shaking, and a coat rolled in blood shall be burning fuel for the fire. 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government is on his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty El, the Prince of Peace, the One who fathered everlasting life. 7. There is no end to the increase of his government and of peace on the throne of David, and on his kingdom, to order it, and to sustain it with justice and with righteousness, from now and forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will do this. 8. Yahweh sent a word into Jacob, and it has fallen into Israel. 9. And all the people shall know, Ephraim and the ones living in Samaria, who say in pride and greatness of heart, 10. Bricks have fallen, but we will build with cut stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will substitute with cedars instead. 11. And Yahweh will set up his foes against him, and join together his enemies. 12. Syrians in front, and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with all the mouth. In all this his anger does not turn away, but his hand is still stretched out. 13. For the people do not turn to him who strikes them, and they do not seek Yahweh of hosts. 14. And Yahweh will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush, in one day. 15. The elder and the exalted of face. He is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. 16. For this people's leaders led them astray, and its guided ones are swallowed up. 17. For this, Yahweh shall not rejoice over their young men, nor have pity on their orphans and widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks foolishness. In all this his anger does not turn away, but his hand is still stretched out. 18. For wickedness burns like a fire. It shall devour the brazen thorns and shall kindle the thickets of the forest, and they shall roll upward, like the going up of smoke. 19. The land is scorched by the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother. 20. And he shall cut off on the right hand, yet be hungry, and he shall eat on the left, but not be satisfied. Each man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. 21. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, together they are against Judah. In all this his anger does not turn away, but his hand is still stretched out.